Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce Member Success Stories. My name is Tom Cooper. As you know, this is our series of interviews with members of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. During these conversations, we're taking a little time to get to know a member and to learn about how the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce has helped them with their business. Today, I'm sitting down with Chamber members Ron Hunt and Mary Catherine Lowe from Omega Manufacturing. Ron is the founder of Omega Manufacturing, a company that he calls a job shop where they manufacture custom parts that other companies use in their products. As we get started, Ron shares something that he really loves about his work.
One of the funnest customers we've gotten into is some of the NASCAR teams. You know, we're in the heart of NASCAR country.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And as a kid growing up, I loved NASCAR. And then I moved down here and I thought, oh, that would be neat to get into. They want to win races and they want to team up with people that can do that for them. So we're working with Stuart Haas and with Hendrix Racing right now with some of their components. Then every once in a while they need something special done and we do that for them. So that's kind of an exciting business that we have.
So what's fun about that? Is it?
It's so neat to see something that you've made and then see it on Sunday laying on the track broken. which
true
happened
story.
To us.
Yeah.
So Dale Jr.'s car breaks, and he's driving, and you see him coasting into the thing.
Sway bar arm.
And yeah, there's a part laying on the track, and the camera's zooming in, and it's that sway bar arm that we made. And I call up my contact there, and he goes, it wasn't you, it was the welding. It wasn't anything you guys did, it was the welding. So it's you know, a lot of what we do, like people ask us, oh, what do you do? And I have a whole case full of parts there. Most of them, I don't know what the heck they are. I kind of know what they are. They go into some machine or something somewhere. Mm-hmm. But when people say, what do you do? You know, and I can tell my wife, I go, this is what we do. See that part that's laying on the track there? We made that.
We made that.
You know, it's very cool.
Omega Manufacturing has been a part of Charlotte's manufacturing base for 16 years. As we sat down together, I asked Ron how he got started, and he was quick to bring up how the Chamber of Commerce had helped him even before he became a member.
Yeah, my first exposure to the Chamber was when I was contemplating the move down here, and I said, hey, what kind of business is down in Charlotte for me? I'm an engineer with manufacturing background and mm-hmm. want to open a job shop, a manufacturing mm-hmm. job shop. And they were able to provide lists of customers and or potential customers and mm-hmm. people that do this kind of work, mm-hmm. some friendly competitors that I've met, people that do outside services like black oxide and heat treat and some of the things that we need moving in here. Mm-hmm. Also gave me sort of a general feel of what kind of manufacturing environment there was here.
Sure.
Which you really don't know when you think about Charlotte, you think about banking, you don't think about manufacturing.
Right. Know,
manufacturing is number two in employment, if I understand that right.
Yeah, I was just at an event not that long ago and they were talking about workforce development and they said we need technology people and we need machinists. And I thought that's interesting that's number two.
Number two,
yeah.
And it's a very unglorified profession, but it's mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of people making their living and providing for their families and building homes. And
why the Chamber?
It was, I don't know, I just assumed that they had the best sort of overall broad
insight.
Handle.
As Ron was considering his options, the Chamber was fulfilling its mission of growing business here in Charlotte, helping Ron make the decision to bring his company and jobs to Charlotte.
Now, at that time, had you decided to move to start the business here, or were you still kind of thinking about it, or where were you in the process?
I talked to him first before I decided to move here, mm-hmm. And then.
And what did the Chamber specifically do for you?
They got me a list of potential customers, and they also sat down and said, "Look, here are the areas. You know, looking at a map, these are the areas where manufacturing is done. Down in Westinghouse Boulevard area, up in the Northeast, there's some manufacturing." So they could give me sort of a good sort of general idea of where these places might be. Mm-hmm. And then what kind of industry was even here, which I didn't really even know that it was such a strong power generation mm-hmm. industry. I came down, I was really looking for Okuma. Okuma was a big potential customer of mine. It never turned out to be anything.
Isn't that how it is in business?
It's very funny. And now,
you think you have some idea what's going to happen, you never know.
I was excited to learn about just how big manufacturing is here in Charlotte. How companies all over the world are bringing jobs here.
So the president of AGI Elox said, I'll give you a ride to the airport. Mm-hmm. And as we were driving down I-77, he was talking about, you know, BMW coming. They were after BMW in North Carolina here. It ended up in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. They had, you know, the new, this was moving in, you know, Siemens, or it was Westinghouse at the time, they're doing this. And, mm-hmm. and he just, as he's describing all these wonderful things that were happening here, and I get on the plane, and within an hour and a half, I'm landing in Rochester. And in Rochester, Kodak was letting go.
Right.
IBM was struggling.
Yep.
Bausch & Lomb, another strong company, also struggling. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, what, Xerox, you know, was downsizing. I thought Rochester was going, like, falling off the cliff and tanking, which it sort of has. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte is just going this way. Mm-hmm. And the European companies that were moving in, it was interesting to me that German companies were coming here.
Sure.
And that French companies were coming here. Mm-hmm. And some Japanese companies were coming here. That was right. All very interesting to me, that it was this dynamic. Whereas up in Rochester, it was all the same companies, and they were just, it was exactly the same. Nobody was moving with their manufacturing business to Rochester. They just,
right.
It was purely an economy of servicing the companies that were there already.
So you decided that you were going to come here, and you talked to the chamber to see, okay, how am I going to make this work?
Right.
That's kind of what it sounded like,
right? What are the logistics?
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Where do I want to be? Where do I want to live? Because mm-hmm. they had insights there, too, as to what kind of different areas there were in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Where do I want to locate my business?
Mm-hmm. And they showed him around Huntersville.
Yep. I saw the Huntersville Business Park, which mm-hmm. sounded like it was not really geared towards a guy like me. Mm-hmm. They were more, you're going to bring trucks in here? I don't know if we like that. You're going to have stinky, dirty machines? We don't really know if we like that.
So somebody from the chamber directed you up there or took you up there? Or how'd that work?
I think they actually took me up there.
Interesting.
I think someone actually rode with me up there. But they put me in contact, definitely. I sort of opted on the northeast part of Charlotte. I kind of like that area better for my business than the southwest, which was a very industrial area as well. Mm-hmm. So it kind of helped me find that. It did get me on those first couple sales calls because they introduced me to Okuma, even though I knew the vice president. You know, they introduced me to, you know,
their contact with Okuma.
Yeah, this is Okuma and this is what they do. And those first couple contacts they helped me with.
Who do you like to serve? Who's a great customer for you?
Siemens Westinghouse is a great customer. Mm-hmm. We do work for them.
And what's great about that relationship? Why are they a great customer?
I think they know they can count on us to get it done, and that solves a lot of problems. We're not fighting on price with everybody else. Their engineers or their manufacturing people that need something done, they know I can call Ron, I can say, I need this done, and I need it done by then. And we say, yeah, we can do that, and then we do it. And the people, if you could talk to the, you know, our customers at Siemens, what they will tell you, and I know they will tell you, they'll say, Omega just gets it done. You know, they get it to
they
us.
They get it done, and they get it done right.
And it's right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to sweat and worry and wonder. You know, we want those customers that understand that there's a lot of value in getting it right and getting it on time. The analogy I like to use there is, if you have the answer to the Titanic sinking, but you have it once it's at the ground, you're too late.
Right.
You know, you need
after it's hit the iceberg, you're
right.
Done.
You need it right, and you need it on time. That's
sure.
what you need. And then price is maybe not, you know, we're hoping not so important.
And Ron truly believes in just bringing American machining, just keeping it here.
I want to make it here, yeah. I think our economy crumbles if we don't build things here. We got to make mm-hmm. things here. Mm-hmm. And I was involved. She alluded to it. When I was a project engineer for GM, I brought equipment into Mexico, into mm-hmm. one of the maquiladora plants in Mexico. I personally set this equipment up and trained the Mexican people to run it.
Oh, interesting.
And it scared the living daylights out of me because they were very competent. They were mm-hmm. very sharp. They mm-hmm. were very good. They were very eager to learn. They were extremely happy to have these jobs in this wonderful factory, which was air-conditioned, well-lit, clean, brand new.
Right.
And then I get on the plane, I fly back to the plant in Rochester, and, I mean, at 3:35 quitting time, mm-hmm. the people are, they're gone. They are
right.
running to get out the door.
Omega moved to Charlotte, and with the help of the chamber, Ron was able to make the contacts and eventually get the deals he needed to get started. After that, for quite a while, Ron was busy doing the work, and he frankly wasn't very connected with the chamber. I asked him why he was turning back to the Chamber of Commerce now.
You decided that engagement with the chamber would be helpful again. Why the chamber now?
I think the chamber now is because I'm feeling a little bit isolated from the Charlotte business community.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I know my contacts, I know my people that I work with, mm-hmm. but I see, reading the Charlotte Business Journal, that the chamber's involved in new businesses coming in, and they know who's coming in, and they're kind of more plugged in. You know, I want to get back plugged in with what is going on in Charlotte. I mean, I read, and it seems like it's almost a strange city to me, and I feel like it should be my city, that I know what's going on.
Because you've been here a while.
I've been here long enough. mm-hmm. but I want to be plugged in with the Manufacturers Council or mm-hmm. or companies that are making things. Charlotte is a very dynamic, there's companies coming and going. You know, one of the craziest stories, I did my first job for a company. It was a big place. I go in there, it was some circuit board manufacturer that came from the Midwest, and I go in there, I was like, wow, this is great. I could do great things for you. I made these little frames for them to hold circuit boards while they printed them or something, and little pallets, and we delivered them, and I was like, oh, wow, this is great. And then it was time to be paid 30 days later, and I call up, and they've moved. And I go there, and the whole place is just gone.
Gone.
I pulled it back to the Midwest. I'm like, this is, you know, this didn't happen. You know, I wasn't used to seeing places just up. They just
right.
They're here. They're gone. So there's a great dynamic of things coming and going in Charlotte. And if you're not plugged in, you lose touch with all these places that are coming and going. Mm-hmm. So it was so I wanted to be more aware.
Mm-hmm. And with my job, and I think that networking and building these relationships with potential customers as well as our current customers is just so important, and we felt that the chamber could really help us in that aspect. Just especially with the Manufacturing Council, that was very looked very good to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just being aware of what's going, just knowing what's going on.
So, when you decided that you were going to get more involved with the chamber again, how'd that go about? What'd you do? Did you go to their website? Did you call somebody? What happened?
That was mostly me. I did pretty much what Ron did when he first came here, which was contact the chamber and ask for a manufacturer's list. Mm-hmm. I got the list, and it was very beneficial. Then it was just about networking and mm-hmm. wanting to help Omega grow. Mm-hmm. I felt that the chamber would be a good way to do that.
Earlier, you kind of touched on this. I'd like to get back to it just for a second or two. American manufacturing as opposed to manufacturing elsewhere. So it sounds like you are interested, excited, passionate about the idea of having American manufacturing as opposed to...
I think it's key. Yeah. I think it's critical and key. I think it's the only thing that we should be concentrating on is making things here. I think it's so important.
Why is that?
The reason is if you don't make things here as a country or as a culture, mm-hmm. we will decline. No matter what anybody who... You can have the greatest minds in the world thinking up wonderful things and coming up with a new Apple iPhone, mm-hmm. and they say, oh, it's technology, and oh, it's all about the design, and we can just make this stuff wherever. But 99 or 95% of the people need a job to do something. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can take the 5% and they can have wonderful ideas and design wonderful stuff, but what do the other 95% of the people do? Whereas if you're in a manufacturing culture, you have a job, you have something for them to do. You know, if we keep going sort of the way that we at least were going, we'll just make cars overseas, we'll just make everything, we'll design it here, and that's great for the upper 5%, but what do the other 95% of the people do? And what happens is the other 95% just turn into service people. They're serving you your food at the McDonald's, or they're serving you your, you know, they just go into these very, you know, they're raking your lawn, and mm-hmm. and they don't have, you know, there's not a great future for them. So if you get away from manufacturing, I think everything crumbles. You have the haves, the have-nots, and it just keeps spreading and spreading, and the middle class just disappears. But if you look at what made America's middle class, what made us the greatest country on the planet, It was that strong manufacturing economy. In my belief, I mean, I'm telling you what my impression is, mm-hmm. but that's what I think made us the greatest country in the world.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying that manufacturing in the U.S. is critical for allowing the middle class to have jobs. Is that?
Yes, and allowing our whole way of life to move forward. Because I think the middle class, being a strong middle class, allows the whole way of, you know, the whole American dream, the mm-hmm. whole what we're used to as America.
So what's next? What's the big thing, the big rock for Omega Manufacturing here in Charlotte? What's something you want to tackle that you think would be a really cool thing to tackle?
We have a wide variety of customers, mm-hmm. but our best customers are the ones that give us the repeat jobs and mm-hmm. the jobs that we know how to do. We have that relationship, and they know that it's going to be done, it's going to be done right, it's going to be delivered on time. And so I think maybe the next, like a big boulder, is finding those companies that can give us that standard repeat work mm-hmm. that we can build that relationship with, and like we have with Siemens, and like we
Very insightful.
Well, it's been fascinating. Thank you very much for making the time. I appreciate the insights and the thinking, and I appreciate you making the time to talk with me.
Okay, good.
Thanks for joining us for today's Charlotte Chamber of Commerce member success story. During this conversation, Ron Hunt from Omega Manufacturing emphasized how the Chamber of Commerce gave him the guidance and insights he needed to relocate his business to Charlotte. He talked about how the Chamber is a key part of all the things that are happening here, and that by being a part of the Chamber of Commerce, he's able to have an inside track. While he was working and building his business, without the Chamber, the city of Charlotte began to seem a bit foreign to him. So he decided to turn to the Chamber of Commerce to help him have that connection to the most important things that are happening right now. Be sure to join us next time as we connect with another Chamber of Commerce member and hear about their member success story. For the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, this is Tom Cooper, signing off. Thanks.